I want to tell you, God's out to fix you. Do you know it? In fact, right now, he's got you in the circumstances of his own choosing so he can fix you. Somebody told me this week, I think this is a gem. God's fixing to fix you. But if you try to fix the fix he's fixing to fix you with, he'll find another fix to fix you until you let the fix he's fixed for you fix you. God is fixing to fix you. Now, I want to say three things about this passage that reveals to me and to us the strength of weakness. What a paradox. The strength of weakness. You see, God has to get us weak in our own minds before the truths of identification are ever precious. I dare anybody here who's come to find these truths experientially to come and tell me that you found them in another place than at the end of yourself in pure despair, at least of some sort or another. And I've had many people come and say to me, is this where you have to get to find it? I think so. I think so. God just has to do more with others than with some. Before I get into this too deeply, let me just give you an illustration of the other side of this, of the weakness of strength. Do you remember the case of Uzziah? You remember much about him? If he hadn't wound up his life in a cloud, under a cloud of shame and doubt, if the last years of his life hadn't been a tragedy, he would have been classed probably at least second or third to Solomon as far as greatness was concerned. And why, he built great public works and great weapons of war and had a phenomenally long and fruitful and effective ministry. In fact, if you will read in your Bible after we're through tonight, you look it up, you will find some striking words. The Bible says, for instance, in one place, he was marvelously helped until he was strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. He came to reign as a teenage lad, had no sense, had to depend on the Lord, but after a while got smart. Started looking around him and said, look what I've done. Look at all these public works, and look at all these mighty armies, and look at all this great reign of mine. And one day he took a censer and walked in where priests only were supposed to go, and with that pride swelling into presumption, he walked in and violated the holy place. And God smote him with cancer, with leprosy. Might as well have been cancer. And he lived out the rest of his life under the cloud of that shame in a little cottage. The victim of what? Strength. Not weakness. Strength. And his was the case of the weakness of strength. And now let's look at Paul's